The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
I am engaged to an unbeliever. What should I do? There's no doubt that you are in a difficult and painful situation. Your question shows that you've not deafened your ears against God and His goodwill for you. Your concerns are the result of hearing God's warning whispers of danger ahead. The Spirit is leading you into righteousness. As God's child, you have a responsibility to do what is right, regardless of how difficult it may be. Concentrate on what God has said in His Word and trust Him to lead you in making your next decisions on the basis of His life principles and commands. Ceasing to cohabit with your fiancé is the first step. Putting the marriage on hold is the next. The Bible says that believers should only marry other believers, so your engagement to an unbeliever is problematic. As for your living arrangements, which you are convicted about, it is good to listen to your conscience. Romans 14 verse 23 says, "If you have doubts about whether or not you should do something, you are sinning if you go ahead and do it, for you are not following your convictions. If you do anything you believe is not right, you are sinning." You don't feel right about it for a reason. God's word is clear on the matter of premarital sex. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 3. Your Christian testimony is at risk. Sexual sin is something God tells us to be very careful about. Among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Ephesians 5 verse 3. Living together before marriage definitely hints at immorality. God does not want you to live in a state of sin, guilty feelings, or doubt. To have His full peace, follow Him fully. While your happiness, fulfillment, and usefulness to God are important, something else is even more important, and it should be your primary consideration: the exaltation of God's name and the true reflection of His likeness in you. These are the main reasons He gave you repenting faith to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. As a born-again child of God, you have a strong desire to do what is right and to please the Lord in every way. The path to holiness is difficult and calls for radical change, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do it. Will you trust God enough to do what He says? Will you trust that He really knows what is best for you? Do you believe God has your best interests at heart? Satan is a deceiver. He would like to trick you into believing that once you make a poor decision, you're forced to make another, or that the only way to relieve the problems of a bad decision is to make a worse one. But God provides grace to renounce the past, to gain freedom from Satan's deceptions, to take back the ground given to Satan, and to be restored to the Savior's fellowship. You can trust the Lord to lead you in the right way. His way is better than anything this world has to offer.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.